For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. From the Guardian newspaper in the UK, alarm as ministers ditch plan to overhaul drug classification. Plans to overhaul the 30-year-old scheme for classifying illegal drugs were ditched by the government, drawing condemnation from MPs and drugs charities. The scheme, which attaches higher penalties to Class A drugs such as cocaine and heroin, then less dangerous substances such as cannabis, a Class C drug, were savaged in July in a report by MPs who denounced it as ad hoc, not fit for purpose, and riddled with anomalies. The report particularly criticized the classification of the drug ecstasy, quoting research by the think tank RAND, several thousand times less dangerous than heroin, yet both are categorized as Class A. In its official response to the MP's report, the government announced that it was reclassifying the highly addictive club drug crystal methamphetamine from Class B to Class A, but dropping its commitment to review the scheme. Plans to set thresholds for possession above which a person would be considered a dealer were also abandoned. The MP's report by the Parliamentary Science and Technology Select Committee, and entitled Drug Classification, Making a Hash of It, found no evidence that the sliding scale of drug classification deterred users from taking more harmful drugs, and claimed it was not based on sufficiently rigorous scientific knowledge of the harm different drugs can cause. Peter Willis, chairman of the committee, said the government had accepted only half the report's recommendations. Quote, "It is extremely regrettable. Not only have they rejected our suggestion of a more rational scale of harm to inform policy, but the Home Secretary has reversed existing government policy of reviewing the system of drugs classification. This is very short-sighted," end quote. Home office figures released reveal use of Class A drugs among 16 to 59-year-olds has increased since 1998. Overall drug use, in particular cannabis, has decreased in the same period. Mr. Croker said the government would continue to focus on tackling drug supply, getting users into treatment, and educating young people about the dangers. Five times as many people die from alcohol each year than from illicit drugs and the misuse of legal pharmaceuticals. 15 times as many people die from poor diet and activity patterns. 20 times as many people die from tobacco. Why arrest 1.6 million people each year for drugs? Does jailing drug users make more sense than jailing overweight people and smokers? Let's keep America's drug problem in perspective. Common Sense for Drug Policy. CSDP.org. You know the truth about this drug war. Please stand up. Say no more. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.